This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Another Session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's how we work, it's how we make things happen, right? And you want to be part of the solution. No, really, in all sincerity. Once you get informed, once you figure out what you got going on, I'm telling you, you will make a difference. All right? Anyway, head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot you can have, some fun with. Sign up for the newsletter. I try not to send out junk. You don't like it, you can stop it. You can pull out. You don't have to keep it going. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back at it because there's so much news I want to get to. Brad Dake is going to join us in a few minutes. I don't know what else to call this. It is a sickness of a oh, woe is me kind of thing. Right? And it never seems to stop. It's always there. Here is a lib of TikTok. She is what's called a plus size influencer, Jacqueline Cheney. She says once they buy a seat, if she can't fit her caboose in the seat, that we should be giving her more seats. Whatever we need to do to accommodate her. Take a listen. It's only 12 seconds long. But listen to this.
My petition states all plus-size passengers should be provided with an additional seat or two or three depending on their size and need. Airlines should also offer a straightforward refund process for those who are buying additional seats independently. My petition...
So... Because you can't keep your hand out of your mouth. I'm sorry, unless you have an extreme medical condition. When you hit 400 pounds, I've got relatives that have hit that weight level and have had to get help. Why do I have to pay for it? Seriously. I do not understand why it is, and not just this, I do not understand why it is that every time these people on the far left, like you see the libs of TikTok, right, that we end up having to pay for it. We end up having to fix it. We end up having to take care of, make accommodations for you because you can't control yourself. I don't get that at all. Not in the least. But they'll tell you it's only fair. Right? If you care about your brother. If you care about other human beings. You would do this. God bless. This stuff makes absolutely no sense to me. It does. I guess it doesn't have to, because I'm not the one paying for the extra seat. But you see what I mean. 855. Sorry, guys. I mean, I know some of you. You know, some of you will send me a text message after the show or an email. You tell me what I said was kind of cold-hearted. I'm not trying to be cold-hearted. I'm trying to be real here. Right? I mean, sincerely, there are so many accommodations we make. I mean, if you've got a handicap, you've got something going on, I get it. And yeah, we should make it easy or less impossible for you to get to the store, the supermarket, reach the things you need to reach for. And I'll tell you, with all the stuff that's gone on, you know, what do they call them, differently abled. I grew up calling them handicapped. I don't see it as a negative thing. Heck, they use a term for golfing, for God's sakes. But I'm afraid to open a door for someone in a wheelchair. I'm afraid if they've got some kind of situation going on, right, that they're going to think I don't think they can do it on their own. It's not a matter of not believing you can do it on your own. It's a matter of sitting there, you know, saying to yourself, okay, this person needs some help. What's wrong with doing that? You know, in all sincerity, aren't we supposed to be helping each other out? And don't tell me to wait. Seriously, don't tell me to wait for them to ask, because that's not fair either. Maybe they don't. Right? Maybe they're embarrassed to ask. I mean, I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right? I mean, seriously. Always, always, always appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, which means you're part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. That's how we win. You come here, you get informed. You know, Brad Dacus is coming on in a few minutes. And sometimes he can irritate the crit out of me at times because, for one, he's such an optimist. Okay? He's such an optimist. Makes me nuts. And he's just full of the truth. I don't know. We'll find out more when he shows up, when he comes on. Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dacus joins us in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Now that's fight music, people. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. It's the only way we all win is if you get informed. Because we get up there and start screaming things that don't make sense, really seriously, people, we all lose. Okay? Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. Let me bring him on. Always appreciate his time, too. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Again, always appreciate his time with me as well, because we get information we normally wouldn't get anywhere else. We get information that you know you can rely on, you know is true, because he's in the trenches every single day. And again, thanks for being with me, Brad. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So we got a lot of pseudo-fun ones tonight. I mean, I read the story through, but I'm sure there's something I'm missing, or maybe. But apparently the Supreme Court has agreed to take up the the case of the postal worker who, for religious reasons, is not willing to work Sundays. But it wasn't always the case. I mean, they didn't ask him originally to work Sundays, and I think he let them know ahead of time he didn't want to work Sundays, right?
Right. Everyone knew that the post office was closed on Sundays. That's how it was always. That's how it's been for years. And yet, so when he signed on, he thought, okay, this is great. I can work Monday through Saturday, but I'm going to be able to have the Christian Sabbath off Sunday. Well, they decided to change the rules, and they said, you know what, we're going to be open on Sundays because we found out we can make money by doing contracts for delivery with private vendors. So you have to work on Sunday. And he said, well, that violates my faith, my sincere religious beliefs. And instead of trying to accommodate him and say, okay, well, all right, we'll have someone else work on Sunday, and they'll get off Saturday, and you'll work on Saturday instead. Instead of accommodating them, they said, no, we don't have to. This is an undue burden because it's an inconvenience. So, it's pretty outrageous when you look at it. And, you know, just the fact that the government can change the rules like this. And, you know, here he is. He's worked up almost – he's almost vested. He's almost 20 years of service. It's like 19 years of service, I believe it is. But he's done a lot of work. He's been there a good while. And now all that vesting will be thrown out the window. He's fired. No attempt to reasonably accommodate. So this is outrageous, and it's now before the Supreme Court. We at Pacific Justice filed a front of the court brief in this matter. I'm optimistic that at the end of the day, I think the Supreme Court is going to rule in his favor. And the question is, how broad are they going to challenge the old standard of just, you know, de minimis of, you know, basically the old rule has been, you know, if they can just find, you know, a burden that's just more than just de minimis of any kind, that's enough to be an undue burden for the government to be able to discriminate. I think they're going to throw that out, and the question is, to what degree?
Well, you know, you think about the federal government and the accommodations it makes for so many different religious beliefs or some of this, I'm sorry, men using women's bathrooms, women using, I mean, just all these things that they reach out and go out of their way to fix and work at, and yet this is too much, right?
Yeah.
I'm lost.
So it's a good case. The facts are good facts. You know, I think it's going to be a good decision. It's may not be as broad and as, you know, a precedent I would like it to be, but it'll definitely be a move in the right direction and will be helpful to us. We at Pacific Justice Institute, as you know, we have, I think, well over 100 separate lawsuits involving Title VII discrimination. I mean, some of them are class action lawsuits which deal with thousands. So total. So this is a major case for us because it's going to be helpful to us and the many, many thousands that we're representing right now as we speak, who've been fired, not because they weren't doing a good job, but fired because of their sincerely held religious belief and their faith, and not wanting to compromise it in some new way.
Yeah, it's just all this stuff. It's just so amazing to me. Also, you've got something to explain to people because they're not quite getting the ruling, and it's not a Supreme Court ruling as a whole. The ruling about the Texas judge who put a stay on those abortion pills, which just dangerous as all get out. But bottom line with it is that it really isn't a permanent stay. It's simply a temporary stay by SCOTUS, right?
Oh, right. And maybe they'll saw that and they went, oh, no, we lost. And, you know, and now the government will be able to just mail out these abortion pills without women even going to the doctor, going to a hospital or... You know, and these can be dangerous. They have serious complications, and it was sort of the Biden administration's way to do an end run around states that are passing pro-life legislation protecting the preborn. So at the, you know, they don't mind at the risk of the health and safety of women. The Biden administration is mailing out, wants to mail out all these abortion pills. So it was challenged and is violating basically the administrative review process. The government's required to have a time where they can do get public input, et cetera. Well, they just skipped all that. Biden just skipped all that and just thought, well, I guess I'm above the law. We'll skip all this stuff. We'll just send out the pills. And that's what this lawsuit's about. The judge, the federal district judge in Texas, said, no, you can't do this. This is beyond the presidential powers. You have to abide by the administrative due process for this. And then it went to the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit agreed with the lower court judge. But the Supreme Court said, no, we're going to lift this injunction, and we're going to let the pills continue to be sent out. But we're not going to rule on the case on the merits. We're going to still hear the case, but we want to hear the case with all the bells and whistles and all the issues of law, in fact, laid out before us.
Yeah, it's so confusing. People have been asking questions. You know, one of the questions that was I probably got in 10 emails easy was, I thought the abortion issue was pushed back down to the states. Why is the Supreme Court back involved?
Well, that's another issue that's involved in the case, because, I mean, basically they're trying to do an end run once again against the states, where the Supreme Court in the Dobbs case said, hey, you know what? The Constitution doesn't give the federal government this authority. This goes back to the states, which was the right thing to do.
Right. So this ought to be fun to see how it plays out, whether they contradict themselves by moving forward with this. Like, that's how I see it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There will be no trial in Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion sued Fox News for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. Two sides reached a settlement totaling $787 million. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to return to football.
Last season, live on TV after a rough hit, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game against against the Bengals. Now, months later, he's been cleared by doctors to hit the field again.
This event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story. So I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
The doctors who've seen Hamlin over the last week all agree that he should be cleared to return to football activities. Hamlin is working out with the team. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. And I always appreciate the time that Brad Dacus gives us. And Brad joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You can find them at pji.org, an organization that really truly is working hard to help you maintain your rights. And Brad, before we get yakking away here, why don't you go ahead and tell people how they can find you, how they can help out, and what the organization does.
Yes, so we at Pacific Justice Institute, we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases like others. We actually work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. We have 29 offices in 23 states, coast-to-coast. So no one should ever hesitate to contact us, and if we're going to serve them, we will. And if they'd like to support our work with a tax-deductible donation and or just to get our case updates for free, they can do that easily by going to our website, pji.org, pji.org. And we also have great resources, as you know, Joe, like opt-out forms that parents can use that are customized for each of the 50 states. We also have, you know, tools like how to protect your kids from being taken by social workers. Really important. So that's all available for free on our website, pji.org.
Cool. Very, very, very clear. Somebody just sent me a question before we get into something else we're going to get into here in a second. But they said, you know, you see what's going on in Chicago, for instance. And even some other states, you know, Portland, Seattle, still an issue. If you lose a loved one, if somebody gets killed, and you take an Alvin Bragg, for instance, where he is literally skirting the law, literally breaking the law by allowing people to get away with certain things, is there any recourse for the average person to go, in this case, after the government?
That recourse is through the electoral process. And
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's electing the right people to the office, electing the right people to the state legislature or Congress that can pass laws mandating minimum sentencing, and other remedies where if you have a district attorney that's uncooperative. In fact, people may not realize this, but like for example, the state of California, if you have like you know, the district attorney for Los Angeles and Gaston, and he says that that he's not going to prosecute this person over here, this M13 gang member who murdered someone, then, you know, actually the state's attorney general can step in and say, okay, all right, we'll take it on, we'll prosecute him. And many people don't realize that. And the California Attorney General should be very much on people's radar for the next, in the next election, for their you know, their unwillingness to do their job. And when we have, you know, George Soros puppets in Oakland and Los Angeles and other places who are putting criminals on the streets, causing more people to die, to be robbed, to be raped, etc.
Yeah, it is amazing to me that you're required to pay taxes. You're required to pay taxes for good schools, for protection, right? The government is called to protect its people. And here you have, you know, schools that are failing, police, not the police department failing, but, you know, the law system failing. And yet you're still required to pay that tax, and you have absolutely no recourse. And the funny thing about this is, yeah, you know, I've been, for a decade, I've been screaming that you know, public schools, it's the government's got you, because it's illegal to take your kid out of that public school or out of a school system like that, because it's just failing. And if you lie about sending your kid to another public school, you know, you lie about your address because that one's good and yours is bad, you can go to jail for that too. It's they got you, right?
Yeah, they do. The government has become more tyrannical over meticulously finding pretexts to attack the innocent, and at the same time going out of their way to accommodate and enable the guilty, the criminals. You know, classic example of that, of course, is the present prosecution of former President Donald Trump. That is outrageous, and you have both Democrats and Republican politicians and judges just mocking it as a horrific breach of public trust and justice.
Yeah, just to me. All right, want to talk about mocking something? You've got a story about a security guard in Oregon that was, I believe, fired again for not wanting to breach their religious belief.
Yeah, so he's a security guard, you know, in a prison in there in Oregon, and he's been doing a great job. But they have new rules, new woke rules, and they, you know, he has to sign. And one of them, you know, it says that, you know, of course you'll make sure that people are treated properly, et cetera, et cetera. But it also has something in there where it says that they have to be willing to do a search to physically, you know, to search someone's body and be willing to do that even if the person is of the opposite sex, if that person claims to be transgender. So here you have a man, and let's say there's a woman who says, I feel like I'm a man, you have to strip search me here, not strip search me, but, you know, do the full body search for anything that could be hidden anywhere. So we know how intrusive that's going to be. But even worse, I mean, more problematic is their policy applied to men who say, I feel like I'm a woman. Hey, you dame, get over here, babe. And give me my, you know, my search. You know, people say, oh, you know, I'm being cynical. But the reality is the overall majority of people who are, even if they're legitimately have gender identity confusion or dysphoria, the majority of them are still sexually turned on by the opposite biological sex.
So this right. is no, a, I've read
serious,
that. Yep.
Yeah, serious moral implications. And make a long story short, this guy says, no, I can't agree to do that. That's immoral. That's wrong. And I, you know, I respect people. I, you know, I'll care for people, but as human beings, but I can't say I approve of this at all. And they said, "Well, you're fired." And so we're representing him. We filed a lawsuit, and I'm very confident our legal counsel there in Oregon is going to do just a great job in representing him.
My buddy, the eternal optimist. You know, just just get the biggest kick out of it. I'm looking at what they're being attacked with. I mean, if you really think about what's going down for SCOTUS, I mean, they're getting hit with more and more and more and more and more of these cases where they're making decisions that, frankly and honestly, I think even I have touched on this before in the past. It was never the intention of our founding fathers, of our framers, to have the Supreme Court weigh in on every little thing, was it?
You're right. It was not the intention of the court to play that kind of a role. They're to give, you know, great deference to the circuits. However, if a circuit is engaging in judicial activism, that is either they're not abiding by the proper procedure, the law, or they're trying to twist and ignore the law or the Constitution, the Supreme Court has to take that up. Or conversely, if you have two circuits that have bona fide arguments, rational basis for their decisions, but they disagree with each other, giving a different precedent, if you will, conflicting precedents, the Supreme Court needs to take that up and be the referee and say what's the right way to go. So that's the general rule of the role of the Supreme Court. But now they're having to get involved in so much judicial activism and undo it. So far they're doing a good job with their decisions, and I'm very optimistic we're going to continue. As you know, Mr. Optimism here, I am very optimistic we're going to continue seeing some great precedent over the next short term, at least in the next few years, assuming Alito and Thomas stay in good health.
I think when you when you pass on when you're 111, you know, in another 40 years or so, I think you should put that on your tombstone. I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, you know? I like that. I'm
seriously
very optimistic.
But, I mean, you're very optimistic in a lot of ways. You know, I sit there and look at some of the decisions that come down. I look at what these judges are doing. And the other thing we probably could touch on at some point is people really don't understand how the court system works. And I'm not talking about the local little court system. I mean, you know, you talk about the different, you know, courts, the appellate court, the this court, the that court, from a federal level. They don't understand how they operate, and the fact that even the president has to run through those systems before he can get it to the Supreme Court. Anyway, maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. Show me to your host. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad, I got a positive piece for you. Brad Dakins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. There was a couple that was apparently watching watching your show, and it was back when I came on and we discussed, you know, what you can do as a board member, how you can make changes, how you fight for the parents. And so they were watching that, I guess, and they reached out to me after seeing that to ask me to help them with some issues they're having up at their school district. So, you know, I'm sure you already know this, but you're making a difference. People are listening, and people just need to know where to go to get information.
Yeah, thank you, Joe, for saying that. And it is real encouraging to hear that. And what's, I think, real important is that people know that we're not just an entity that's just sort of talking about it, but we're actually willing to stand by and litigate and to provide that kind of support. So, you know, it's real important for people to know that we've got their back. Pacific Justice Institute, PJI, we've got their back, and we're willing to go to bat for them when we give them counsel on what to do in different circumstances.
Yeah. All right, so we've had pastors, be arrested for bringing their Bible to the park and preaching the word in the park or preaching the word in front of pregnancy center, any of those things, Planned Parenthood. But apparently now in Minnesota, You can have the Muslim call to prayer, and I think they do that, what, five times a day? Or three times, five or three times
five
a day?
Five times
now.
A day.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the freedom from religion freaks out there screaming every time they see something that even looks like a cross on the roadway, because they have to see it. It doesn't talk to them, but they have to see it. And now this Muslim call to prayer, which is pretty loud. It's going to be loudspeakers all across the city. This is okay?
Well, the problem with it that I see is the extent to which it gives this privilege of communication and an expression to just one group, one religious group, the Muslims. So, for example, is this new policy going to allow for, say, Christians to five times a day recite the Lord's Prayer, have the Lord's Prayer read, or John 3:16 read? Or would it allow Orthodox Jews five times a day to have the Ten Commandments read, or something like that, something in the Book of Psalms? So I think, or from the Talmud for that matter. So I think that that this has the potentiality of being unconstitutional. I'd like to say that the city council and their legal counsel, have probably reviewed it to make sure it's not being preferential. But we're dealing with, Minneapolis' city council, and they proved their depth of cognitive deliberation during the rioting that took place, and their unwillingness to act responsibly. So I don't have a lot of confidence in them, and we may end up seeing something in court in the not too distant future. We'll have to wait and see how it's actually worded it's actually applied.
You're not optimistic about this one.
No, I'm really not. I'm looking at who we're dealing with, and they showed their reputation and their lack of qualification during the rioting, and so I think in their defund the police, et cetera. So they may be doing something that they feel like, oh, this is so good, we're being so tolerant, yada yada, but in reality, passing something that is actually very discriminatory and possibly unconstitutional, and in violation of the free exercise clause as well as the free speech clause of the First Amendment.
So let me make your day for you here, because again, this shows you the hypocrisy of the freedom from religion freaks, as I call them. When you look at this and you look at what they're willing to put up with or not put up with, the words to this, right? What they're screaming over the loudspeaker, which is what they're doing, right? And by the way, the Muslim call to prayer is not 50 seconds. It's not, it's almost 3 minutes long. Okay. And I remember, the only time I remember religious stuff happening is when I grew up in Boston and the church bells went off every Sunday morning when Mass was starting. You know what I mean? So the first things here is that the first words are, God is great. God is the greatest. Right. And then they go on to say, I think they repeat that like 10 times. I mean, just craziness. I don't even say that. Goes on to say, I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except God. I mean, these things, right? I mean, would make it, if you said in Jesus' name at one of these events, they'd go crazy, right?
Yeah, they would. They would. And that's why we have to really scrutinize these kinds of measures to make sure that they really are constitutional and not preferential.
Okay, and another line in here is, I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. And again, very specific, right? Very specific to this group, very specific to this religious belief. And I wonder if you could challenge us by saying, I want to use loudspeakers to do the Lord's Prayer every morning so that people will start the day off that way.
Yeah, that is very much a possibility. I would just like to say, if there's anyone in Minneapolis that would like to potentially challenge this, and with the example that you just gave, for example, to see if it's going to be equally applied, either equal on its face or as applied, they should not hesitate to contact us at pji.org, pji.org. We have offices all over the country, and we will not hesitate to take on the city of Minneapolis if we've got someone who wants to to be a plaintiff. You know, they live in the city of Minneapolis, and in fact, this is as we're concerned it is, which is unconstitutional, either on its face or as applied.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key thing, people, too, is that he needs somebody to bring the case, somebody who's been harmed, if you would, by this kind of situation. They can't just walk into court. You guys can't just walk into court and file suit. That doesn't really help, does it?
Right, yeah. We have to have a plaintiff, and we have to have someone who is actually directly impacted. So this would have to be someone in the city of Minneapolis. It could be a church in the city of Minneapolis where they feel like they've been slighted, and you know, it's more restrictive on them and their expression and communications. Those are the kinds of things that we need to look at, not just an American citizen who just heard about it and doesn't like it. We have to have someone who show that there's someone actually impacted in some distinctive way. But we have to start with someone in Minneapolis and go from there.
All right. So somebody just sent me another request. Can you just easily, quickly, and at a sixth grade level, explain how you move something through the court system, and not necessarily the local one? I mean, because, you know, you hear about the Fifth Circuit Court and the this Circuit Court and how it goes, you know what I mean? We hear how it goes through the system and finally gets us to Supreme Court.
Yeah, it all starts with someone saying, enough is enough. I'm going to stand up to this tyranny, and it happens to be someone who is in some way impacted by that, and of course, and lives in an area where it's the law, that law or that ordinance is, or that school district is impacting them or their child, and then they need to contact Pacific Justice, and then we look at their case and it's viable, and we file a lawsuit in either we state court or we can do it in federal court, federal district court, for example. And then if we lose the federal district court level, or if we win and the other side wants to appeal, it goes to the circuit court. And then there's a panel there, and we argue for the circuit court. And then it generally goes to the Supreme Court. A petition for cert is filed. Supreme Court can say, you know, yes or no. They can take it up or not take it up to review. Sometimes after the circuit court, you say, you know what? I just think we had three judges that were just sort of way off. I want the broader whole circuit to hear this, and you can do that as well, and that's a different way to go. And then if that doesn't turn out favorably, you can then file a petition for cert to the Supreme Court. And then, of course, we have the state court route, which goes up to the state appellate process, to the state Supreme Court, and then from the state Supreme Court, it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court if it's an issue of federal law or the federal constitution.
Right, well, and that's the other thing, too, people need to understand is when it goes to the state Supreme Court, if it is truly a state issue, the Supreme Court will not take it up, will they?
Right. If it's just a state issue based on state law and the state Supreme Court, they will only take it up if they see that as being violative of a federal law, regulation, or federal case law or the Constitution of the United States. So oftentimes things just, you know, they stop and start and stop there in the state courts, and they will oftentimes end at the state constitution. But, you know, when you have, like we do, offices in all these states, we can play both games very effectively.
All right. Brad Dacus, PJI.org. PJI.org. If you need help, head over there. And, you know, a lot of good information. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up.